Moving on, North Korea has threatened to target a U.S. aircraft carrier during a three-nation naval drill involving American, South Korean and Japanese warships. The latest warning comes a day after the U.S. launched a two-day joint military exercise with South Korea and Japan off the southern coast of the Korean Peninsula. The drill involved the nuclear-powered aircraft carrier USS George Washington, guided missile ships and anti-submarine helicopters. Pyongyang has time and again condemned such maneuvers near its borders and threatened action. Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has described the latest drill as a pretext to beef up military muscles in the region. Lavrov also urged the resumption of the six-nation talks on North Korea's nuclear issue. Jennifer Chang is our correspondent with me now live from Seoul. So, Jennifer, with the threats that we're hearing from the North, is this situation going to get as serious as the previous round of tension that we saw between the North and the South following the previous drills that took place between the South and the U.S.?
Well, it's hard to say. Right now, tensions have flared up a bit, and analysts are a little bit concerned because the North has reportedly restarted its plutonium reactor at Yongbyon.
So you're saying that Seoul is not taking these threats seriously, at least for now?
Often, whenever the U.S. and South Korea held military exercises of this kind, so far nothing has come of them. That doesn't mean that these kinds of events could not flare up into some sort of communication, however.
Jennifer Chang, a correspondent with us there live from Seoul. Jennifer, thank you very much. I do apologize for the poor quality of the audio there.